The only problem is
Blog Talk Radio.
May your struggle keep you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your trouble
y'all so much for coming out.
May your bad days prove that God may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your
Thank y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole, yeah.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day in the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get started on Prayer Time tonight. Yeah. Thank you so much. Amen, amen. What an honor. What an opportunity to be here with Bishop and Doc tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And you as well. Let's give Bishop and Doc a round of applause, and you as well, for being with us live tonight. Yes. You serve a mighty God. Ladies and gentlemen, we serve a mighty, mighty God, and he is alive and well right now. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, and we thank God for God the Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What a privilege and an honor to be on the network with you guys tonight, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Hey, some quick announcements before we bring on Bishop for prayer. Hey, that number, ladies and gentlemen, 347, most of you already know it by heart, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number where you can call in for prayer, praise report, or comment or question for Doc and Bishop tonight. They'll be listening, of course, as well, 347-843-4559. Also, too, we're going to open up the lines a little later on. Today, we have a lot of requests for prayer today. Praise God, I believe, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody on the planet, we got about 8 billion people. Everybody needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody. Yes, yes. Pray for everybody. Yeah, we got to pray for our enemies, those who disciple and uses all the above. So we thank God for prayer and the opportunity to be in a country where we can pray really without being hindered in prayer life, whether it's on our home and business, wherever we're at. I can pray in the grocery store and nobody should stop me, right? Amen. So we thank God for that as well. So we'll be opening up the lines a little later on, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a prayer request, comment, or question for Doc tonight. Y'all be hit star one on your phone. We'll mention it again as well on top of that. But we thank God for you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank God for all those who are live right now. We're just excited about you guys being with us. This is Prayer Time for those listening all across the globe. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're getting ready to open up the mic for Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. To God be the glory. Once again on the prayer line, we give God the glory and the praise for another day that the Lord has allowed us to see. He has been so gracious and so good to all of us. We are so grateful to the Lord for his loving kindness and tender mercy for us. Give God the glory. Thank God for grace and mercy that keeping us each and every day. As we pray tonight, we'll be praying for those that are sick with different diseases, whether cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart problems, back problems, of all types of illness. We'll be praying for all types of healing, that God will do a miraculous, do a great thing in your life tonight. We are praying because God, the Bible let us know that one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight, as we stand in agreement as a mighty army of the Lord, as we stand in agreement, because the Bible said, now faces the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank Jesus, the Lord King of Kings, for the word. The word is everlasting. The word of God let us know everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand and last forever. As we stand and we decree and declare, Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that I please. It shall prosper into the thing whereto I send it. And Father, we give you glory and honor you for your word tonight. Now you have given your angel charge over us to keep us from all evil, keep us from all diseases. And Lord, now unto him who's able to heal all sickness and diseases, I encourage you tonight to hold fast to the word of God. Do not give up. Do not give in. Do not quit. And do not stop believing. Believe. Now faith of suffer the things hoped for. In other words, it's already done according to the word of God, and God is able. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can even think of as. There's nothing that we cannot think of that God is not able to do, and even abundant above that we can even think. Our imagination cannot go broad enough that we cannot comprehend what we need and how our desires are. God is able to meet every need. I want you to be encouraged tonight. As believers of God, as believers, be encouraged and hold fast to the word of God. For those souls, for those that are healing, for those deliverance, for those open doors of miracles and miraculous blessings taking place in your life, in the darkest part of your life, the Lord Jesus will shine bright. He will shine bright. He will shine bright. He will bring hope. When it seems like there's no hope left, Jesus will give you hope as you hold fast. The Bible says one could put a thousand, but two could put $10 back. As we stand in agreement, as we stand in agreement with the word of God, he's going to manifest it as we hold fast to what he has promised us. And know, the Bible let us know, said, let Galatians 6:9, let us stop being weary in well-doing, in due season. We shall reap if we faint not. And I come to tell you tonight, God is doing miraculous things in spite of what it looked like, what it feel like, because we don't go by what we see. We don't go by what we feel, but we go by the word of God, what he has said. And because we believe the word of God, we stand firm in agreement with you tonight or others. Tonight, and those loved ones, those that, whatever the situation may be, whether it be sickness, whether it be diseases, whether it be finances, whether it be doors open or making ways or jobs or whatever, the chains lie, those that we're praying against illness tonight as well, because we know that God is the healer, that people will get the help they need. And Father, we thank you tonight, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we could even think of ask. But Father, we thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth. It will not return void. God, we thank you. It will accomplish that you please. It will prosper. It will heal those that are sick. It will bring sick be. It will bring victory in their lives even now. It will move, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every organ in their body, every blood vessel, God, will operate normally, will operate properly. God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray against every disease, against heart problem, against heart problem, against heart failure. We pray in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare healing in DeMar's life tonight. Father DeMar, God, I give you glory. I thank you for his healing in advance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we commit him to you. And Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of. Father, we pray for that individual may have counsel tonight. We pray healing in their body. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we let every counsel cell die in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against it right now. And Father, we thank you right now for your word. We give you glory because you will wound it for our transgressions. You will bruise for our iniquity. But the chastisement of all people at the moment, but it's with your sight. It is with your sight that you heal high blood pressure, that you heal cancer, God, and you heal diabetes, God, and you heal a heart problem, God, that you heal every organ in their bodies. God, in the name of Jesus, let it line up with the word of God, and we just speak life in the name of Jesus. We speak long life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you meet the need even now, when the doctors have done all they can do, God, we know that you are able to do more than they can do. Because you have allowed them to practice, but God, that you are a healer. Father, we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, even the medicine they take, God, let it work in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit, let your anointing be upon it, God. In the name of Jesus, cancel that assignment and that attack of the enemy that comes to try to steal, to kill, and destroy. But your word says you have come that we may have life and life more abundant. I speak abundant life in their lives even now. But God, the blood vessels are being healed even now. The organs in their bodies are being healed. Diabetes are being dried up even now. Cancer cells are dying even now. In the name of Jesus, heart function is normal, God, in the name of Jesus. It will function right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you for a miraculous turnaround in their life tonight. We thank you for a miraculous turnaround in their healing tonight. Father, we thank you. We give the glory for it. We praise your name. God, we pray for those that have back problems. God, that you'll hear them even now. Take away the pain, God, in the name of Jesus. Let their organs work normally. Let their kidneys work normally. Let their every horrible shape have an inside. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pour down every stronghold, cast down every imagination, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pour into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We give you praise tonight, God, and we thank you for your miraculous and moving miracle-working power. We thank you for your healing power. God, we thank you for that heart functioning normal, God, in the name of Jesus. When the doctor look at it, they won't understand. Lord, it has to be God. And Father, we give you the praise for it right now. Even for those that have cancer, you're drying up the cells even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory, God. Diabetes, God, let their kidneys work normal. Let their kidneys work properly, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, all the poison out of that body, all of the poison out of that system, God, in the name of Jesus, let it fresh, God. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. We praise your name, and we glorify you for what you've already done. We thank you for every miracle that you've already performed. We thank you for all the healing you've already performed. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as your people cry out to you, your words say, yes, my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek our faith and turn from the wicked ways. Father, we repent, God, for all the sins. God, we repent of all the things, all the shortcomings. We repent, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. You're washing everything away. You're purifying, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I will shake. How did you so? Run by Robosia. I need our soul for no time. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify you. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. God, let that sleep be sweet in you tonight. Let that rest be sweet in you tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we glorify you. Be glorified in the earth for him. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And we call it so in the name of Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. You have given us a sound mind. You have given us this is the confidence that we have in you. if we ask anything according to your will, we know already that you hear us. Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we glorify your name for your mighty works, your mighty power, your anointing, God. We pray for our nation, God. We need you, Father God, as never before. We need you, God, we pray for the body of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify you, we lift your name up, and we will praise you for all that you are doing even now. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you meet the needs of your people everywhere. Meet the need, God. As you, God, test the lives of people, that, God, that we will test other lives of other people, that we will be a light to the world, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll provide in the name of Jesus, and you will meet every need. That man that's homeless tonight, that individual that is homeless tonight, that person that don't have parents, that children missing, someone is missing in their lives, God, we ask you, God, that you connect the families back together. Unite the families, oh God, destroy every yoke that's tied to destroy the family, the man, oh God, in the name of Jesus, reveal, expose, and destroy. Reveal, expose, and destroy. Reveal, expose, and destroy. Father, we thank you, Lord, glorify your faithful. We thank you for the children, even those in school, those that are students in school, those that are graduating, those that are going to college. Father, we ask you to orchestrate their lives. Come up in your blood. Keep them making up. Father, we pray for families. You unite families together. Make us one in the spirit, oh God, the body of Christ, God. Open our eyes that we may see. Give us spiritual discernment, God. Give us eye-opening to the sentences of what you're saying in this hour that we're living in, God, in the name of Jesus. Prepare us, God, for the home of God. Prepare us, God, because we're just passing through this place. We're just passing through this earth. And one day, God, we're going to see you face to face. But, God, let us occupy until you come. Let us be busy about the kingdom of God. And, Father, that you will continue to be glorified in our lives, in our communities, our neighborhoods, God, on our jobs. Oh, we ask you to bless families, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their children, Father. Father, we pray for the government, God, in the name of Jesus. Set people in place that have a fear for you, oh God. Set people in place, God, that have a hunger for righteousness. Father, God, keep the body of Christ, God, meek and humble before you, walking upright before you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we commit it all to your hands. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling. Father, we give you praise and we adore you for what you've already done. And we thank you for your mighty works. We thank you for your miracles. Father God, we thank you for the good report already, God. We thank you for the testimony, God, in the name of Jesus. Already become a manifest. God, we thank you. And we ever give you glory. We give you praise, Father. And we surrender to your perfect will. And we commit to you in the name of Jesus. Keep our minds in perfect peace. We give thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful, wonderful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us on the internet and live, that is the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Praying for you, praying for your family, praying for our city, our county, our neighbor, our world. We're just excited about that. And we just thank God for Bishop tonight. At this time, we want to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Awesome time as well with her. Thank you so much, Doc, for being with us tonight on the network. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord tonight for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw. I just want to encourage everybody with this scripture. We've heard it so many times before, but I think the more we hear it, the more it can really get in our spirits to see that the power of God that lives on the inside of us is able to do anything but fail. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:20, praise God, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things. I mean, above all things, above how we can think, exceedingly abundantly. Anything that we ask for, God is able to do just that. So we need to really get that in our spirit. And we need to think about, definitely in our hearts, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking about? If God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or all we can ask. That is a powerful scripture. Above that what we can think or what we can ask. My God. We need to think about that. I mean, what do we think about? When you wake up in the morning, what do we think about? What are your thoughts? That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, which you never allow the enemy, praise God, to manipulate our thoughts that we cannot trust God. When Jesus come back, the Bible says he's looking for faith in the earth. So we got to trust God in spite of. So we got to check our thoughts. We got to check our thinking. We got to allow the soul of us to be connected to God. Ezekiel 18:4 said, all souls of mine, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Also, the Bible did not say, all bodies of mine, the body that sin. That is a very powerful scripture because the soul is the center of a man's will. The will, his thought process, that belongs to God and him alone. And we can think about that. When we think about Job, and Bishop was praying for sicknesses and diseases, think about how the enemy went to accuse Job. And the Lord allowed him to touch Job's life with sickness. But mind you, what did God say? I'll allow you to take this. I'll allow you to take that. But you cannot have his soul. Isn't that powerful? You can't have his soul. You can't have his mind. You can't have his will. Why? Because the scripture has already confirmed that the soul belongs to God. How is that validated? It's validated from the very, very beginning. When the Lord created man in his likeness and in his image, the word of the Lord said, and he breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Not a living body. The body is houses the soul of a man and the spirit of a man. But the Lord said, all souls of man, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. And he breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul, a living thinking being. That's powerful. That's why you should not allow anybody to manipulate your thinking that you would not trust God. But sometimes we got to close our ears to something, close our eyes to something, and just continue to put our trust in Almighty God. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So you can think and trust God above which you think is totally impossible. Because Ephesians make it very, very clear. Ooh, he's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think, my God. We can ask. So what are you asking for tonight? And are your thoughts lined up with what you're asking? Are your thoughts lined up with your actions? Trust God tonight. May God's favor and his blessings be upon you. And whatever you trusted God for, as Bishop prayed tonight, trust God and believe even now that it's coming to pass. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that wisdom tonight in the Word. I hope y'all is taking notes, both mentally and on paper. The bottom line, trust God, ladies and gentlemen. We got to trust God in everything. I am convinced God is going to fix everything later on. Everything that we needed or didn't get, whatever, is going to be fixed. But guess what? Right now, we trust God, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Bishop and Doc are sharing with us tonight. We must trust God. I'm not saying that's easy to do in some situations, but we still, at the end of the day, we must trust God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe and those live right now on the network, we're getting ready to open up the lines as well. Hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone if you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment or question for Doc and Bishop. They'll be listening as well. Hit *1 on your phone. That's optional. You don't have to. We love to hear your wonderful voice if you'd like to. Again, hit *1 on your phone. That will put you in queue. But before we go to the phones, I want to read the scripture that I missed earlier. I want to make sure I got the scripture in tonight that Bishop and Doc sent to me earlier. That was Psalm 68. I want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter of Psalm 68. I'll be reading verses 1 through 4. Let us go to the word. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Oh, Bishop just prayed that already. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, and so let wicked perish at the presence of God. Amen. And let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Amen. This is what Bishop and Doc are sharing tonight with us, guys. Sing unto the Lord, sing unto God, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him evermore. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? That was Psalm 68, verses 1 through 4. I recommend you read the entire chapter of Psalm 68 in your time of meditation and in your time of reading the Word of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Hey, we're going to go to the lines right now. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And if I don't know your name or recognize your number, I'm going to mention your last four digits. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc right now. God bless you, brother.
Yes, good evening, Elder Kevin.
Yes,
thank you. Thank Bishop and thank Dr. Crenshaw and everybody who worked behind the scene to make the prayer line do what it do. I just had a little testimony. I had a situation and a problem with some plumbing the other day, and I know how to do it. And I prayed on the plumbing job, and God always gave me favor with him and man all my life. And I called the plumbing guy, and they didn't come out. And the tenant couldn't even flush the toilet; everything was backed up. And the plumbing guy couldn't come out. And I had mentioned to my wife once before about a tool that I had, a bladder, and I came home disappointed. And I prayed on it, and I was like, wow, I couldn't even get it, and I know what was going on. And the next morning, my wife said, use the bladder, which is something that goes in the line and blows the line out. And I put the bladder in there, and it worked. But I say that to say that my faith in God is always strong, and the guy never called me back from the plumbing company. And
wow.
When he called me back, he was charging $960. But my wife told me put the bladder in there, and the bladder worked, so it cost me nothing. So
amen.
I was praying so hard, and I said, God, you always give me favor. But I felt like he didn't give me favor, but he did give me favor.
Yes,
because
the guy
never showed up, and my wife told me what to do. So I just want everybody to know that. Even though you had the faith all the time and it seemed like things not going the way you want them to go, but God is doing it on purpose, and he made a way that was better than the way that I thought. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. All we got to do is ask him and look for the results and look for the answer.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's powerful, Brother John. That's right. We love the Lord. He loves us. He loves your wife. He loves our wives and husbands and children. And again, as Bishop and Doc always been telling us and sharing with us over the years, stay in the Word. The Word is powerful, folks. The Word is powerful, and it is powerful. And it will take care of roof issues, plumbing issues, whatever. He'll give you favor. He'll even give you the knowledge. If you don't know, he'll download the knowledge to you through the power and the Spirit of God to get the job done if it's really needed at that time. So God will do so much things. He'll part traffic for you. He'll part the waters for you. Whatever you got to do to get it done for God, he will get it done. But all we got to do is believe, ladies and gentlemen. All we have to do is just believe. There's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. I'm working on my belief. I asked the Lord today to help my unbelief. Help my unbelief, Brother John. I need more belief in what God can do because there's nothing he can't do. And we know that, but we got to believe it. We really got to believe it. And how do we believe it? We execute. And we see results based on our prayer and understanding that God can do it in his time, and he's got everything under control. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. We're opening up the lines. The last four digits for our next caller, Bishop and Doc, is 0354. 0354, you're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. First time caller coming in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh,
I need
bless
prayer
you.
For children and as well for my eyes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. We got you on that. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much for your request for prayer tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. And at this time, there's no other callers at this time. I want to turn this back over to Bishop at this time. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Praise God. We thank God tonight, even as we pray for the sister concerning her eyes, we know that God is a healer. We know that God works miraculous miracles. And even as we believe God and we trust in God according to his word, now unto him who's able to do what? Exceedingly abundant above all we can even be. No matter what it seems like or what it is, if we believe and trust God and take him at his word, know that God hears. Father, we thank you for her healing even tonight. God, we ask you for a miraculous miracle work in her eyesight. Even now, as God, we pray, we anoint her eyes with words, God. We thank you now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we think or ask. Now faith for something things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You gave her those eyes, God, and you're able to make those eyes 20/20 vision. And God, we give you thanks, God, even now. She will be able to see in like she's never seen before. God, I decree and declare a miracle in her life. God, in the name of Jesus, if you have to change her diet, if you have to change what you eat, whatever, God, give her the wisdom to whatever she needs to do. God, they just believe God by faith. It is already done. God, we thank you, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We decree miracles in her life even now. And we thank you, God. We know that you are able to do it, and we decree. We catch and agree with her and on her behalf. We call it so. And we give you glory, and we give you honor. And we thank you because you're always on time, God. Now, you'll never fail. You'll never. Your hands are not short that you cannot say. Neither your heel is heavy. Ears are not heavy that you cannot hear. God, you already heard the request and heard of request. God, we thank you, God, now. It is so according to your word in Jesus' name. It's the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And God, no good thing was your hope for them that love you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And our sister up in Milwaukee area, I believe, we are praying for you. Your prayer has been put before the Lord by the bishop, and it's also been granted by the will of God. God wants us to be healed each and every day in Jesus' mighty name. So we're in full agreement with the prayer tonight. The bishop prayed over you. We thank God for all the prayers that went up tonight in Jesus' name. We're just looking for the report. But the report of the Lord is good, and it does go out. The word goes out and does what it does each and every time in Jesus' mighty name. The word lives each and every day inside of us, and we speak the word over everybody as Bishop and Doc has shared with us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I want to keep on your calendar. We're here, Lord willing. We're here every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network, where we lift you up, lift the Lord up, and lift all the folks up around the world in the area of prayer. Without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayers. We thank God for you. At this time, I want to turn this back over to Bishop to final close out, and then we'll go to final comments and close out with a song tonight. God bless you. Bishop, back to you, sir.
God bless everybody tonight. We give God the glory and praise for you as we continue to pray and praying in faith and believing God for you. Whatever situation or circumstances you may be faced with, we are standing in agreement and know God hears us when we pray. Know without a shadow of a doubt, he have already heard you. He has already heard your request and know God is moving on your behalf. You be blessed and be encouraged. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. I'm excited, man. The Bishop prayed, Doc prayed for us and gave us some great wisdom. You better give God some praise for your wonderful breakthrough tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All the prayers have been answered tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. That's what we love about the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. He can take care of all the prayers simultaneously. I don't care if it's one or 50 million. It don't matter. He can do it all at the same time. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc sharing with us the prayer of all the saints tonight. People, yeah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you so much for your time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We understand everybody is busy. You guys got family and businesses and, you know, jobs and all that great stuff. So thank you so much, really, for being on the prayer line tonight. We had so many requests for prayer tonight from social media and from my friends and family on the phone. So we thank God for that. And we want to continue to pray for everybody as we can in Jesus' name. So thank you so much for your time today. All right. Hey, we're going to leave you with this wonderful, wonderful. We want you to have a great rest of the evening, folks. God bless you. Don't forget our young people. Pray for your young people and their families. Pray for our children, our great-grandchildren, our grandchildren, all the above. They need Jesus too, but they're only going to know through us. And we thank God for you. Here's a beautiful song by Brother Marvin Winans called Who's Going to Tell Them? And that means we got to tell them, right? If those who don't know the word of the Lord, we have to tell them in Jesus' name.
I can never get away from Pastor Delina without singing this song. It was a song that I wrote, probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And we were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time. And I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat. And as we were going through the city, we passed a bar. And all of a sudden, a fight broke out. And we kept riding. And one of the persons in the car remarks, "Well, that's a shame. They in there fighting. They ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's gonna tell them Jesus loves them? Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?" I'm gonna say it again. Who's gonna tell him Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night today? Somebody's gotta warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell them?
Jesus. Who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell them?
Jesus loves them.
Who's
Say with me, somebody got a warm to help. Somebody gotta tell them. So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loving.
Continue to pray, and we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. And also, we thank God for you being with us tonight as well. Y'all continue to pray and lift up the name of Jesus. Take care. Have a great evening, everybody. God bless you now. Bye-bye.